And good morning, 8:27 on this Saturday. I'm Patrick Droneo for KJAN Sports. Well, former Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg has debunked the rumor that he recently rehired top assistant TJ Otzelberger to be his eventual successor. But Hoiberg thinks Otzelberger will be a great coach someday. Whether that opportunity comes with the Cyclones next season should be known soon. Otzelberger is expected to be the top in the house candidate to replace Hoiberg, now the coach of the Chicago Bulls. Though Hoiberg didn't specifically endorse Otzelberger as his choice Friday, he says that he's energetic, an excellent recruiter, and great X and O's coach there. And the Boston Red Sox beat the Oakland Athletics 4-2 on Friday, but the final score was among the least important aspects of the game. A woman was carried out of Fenway Park after being struck by a broken bat during the second inning. She was bleeding from the head as she was tended to in the stands between home plate and the third base dugout. She was taken to a hospital to be treated for injuries that police call life-threatening. The game resumed, allowing Oakland reliever pitcher Pat Venditti to become the major's first ambidextrous pitcher since Greg Harris with the Expos in 1995. Venditti allowed one hit and two shutout innings after entering in the bottom of the seventh. He was recalled from the minors earlier Friday. Red Sox starter Wade Miley allowed a pair of runs and six hits in 7 1/3 innings to pick up the victory. Dustin Pedroia was 3-for-4 with two runs scored as the Red Sox ended the Athletics' four-game winning streak. And also in the majors, Stephen Drew hit a pair of homers, and Mark Teixeira added a two-run blast while the New York Yankees were building an 8-1 lead and then had that 8-7 win over the Los Angeles Angels. Alex Rodriguez went 4-for-5 and laced a run-scoring single to pass Barry Bonds for second on the all-time RBI list. Jose Bautista and Jose Reyes hit two-run homers, while Toronto scored five times in the third inning for a 6-2 win over Houston there. Adam Lind had the hot bat in Milwaukee's 10-5 win at Minnesota, going 3-for-5 with a three-run homer, a tie-breaking double in the eighth and six RBIs. The Brewers blew a 5-0 lead before keeping the AL Central leaders one game ahead of Kansas City. The Royals lost for the eighth time in 10 games as Chichi Gonzalez tossed a three-hit shutout in his second big league start to lead Texas past Kansas City 4-0. Mitch Moreland hit a solo homer, and Robinson Kringnos also added two runs to the Rangers' 14th victory in 18 games there. And some scores around the league, starting with the American League for the MLB. Friday's games, it was New York Yankees, as mentioned, 8-7 over the LA Angels, Toronto over Houston 6-2, and Baltimore over Cleveland 5-2. Boston beat Oakland, as mentioned before, with that broken bat incident 4-2. Chicago White Sox beat the Detroit Tigers 4-3 in 11 innings. And Milwaukee over Minnesota 10-5, as previously mentioned. Texas over Kansas City 4-0. Then Tampa Bay over Seattle 1-0 there in a tight one. Other scores for the National League on Friday's games, it was Washington playing the Chicago Cubs. They beat them 7-5, and San Francisco over Philadelphia 5-4. San Diego beating Cincinnati 6-2. Pittsburgh over Atlanta 10-8. Milwaukee beating Minnesota 10-5 as well. Miami defeated Colorado 6-2, and Arizona over the New York Mets 7-2, with St. Louis beating the LA Dodgers 2-1. And by the way, we will have the Cardinals this evening right here on KJAN broadcasting that. Well, moving to the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers have spent time without Kyrie Irving during the postseason due to a knee and ankle injury. They will play the remainder of the NBA Finals without that All-Star guard. Irving has been diagnosed with a fractured left kneecap that will require surgery. He limped off the court with 2 minutes left in OT after scoring 23 points in a 108-100 loss to Golden State in Game 1 of the series. Recovery time is projected to be 3 to 4 months. Matthew Dellavedova will replace Irving in the starting lineup. The second-year guard is averaging 6.5 points, 2.7 assists, and 21 minutes during the postseason. Cavs are already without Kevin Love due to a dislocated shoulder. And Stan Wawrinka has advanced to the French Open men's final, but his opponent won't be determined until Saturday. Top seed Novak Djokovic was leading number 3 Andy Murray 6-3, 6-3, 5-7, 3-3 when the match was initially halted because of an impeding storm. The rest of that match was postponed to Saturday when the rain did arrive minutes later. Djokovic is trying to complete a career Grand Slam. The ace-seeded Wawrinka defeated France's Joe Wilfried Tsonga 6-3, 6-7, 7-6, 6-4 in Friday's opening semifinal. Wawrinka served 15 aces, hit 60 winners, and saved 16 of 17 break points to reach a final 1 year after his first-round exit at Roland Garros. The completion of Novak Djokovic and Murray match will precede Saturday's women's final between top seed Serena Williams and number 13 Lucy Safarova. And also for the PGA, David Lingmuirth will be the pace setter heading into the third round of the Memorial Open. Lingmuirth shot a bogey-free 65 that puts him atop of the leaderboard at Murrayfield Village, one stroke ahead of Jason Duffner. Lingmuirth is 12-under after missing four cuts in his previous five starts. Duffner's 67 included an eagle and a hole-in-one on the par 3 16th hole. He's one stroke ahead of Andy Sullivan and Ryan Moore. And for the LGPGA, Susan Peterson and Mario Jovi shared the second round lead in the Manulife LPGA Classic in Ontario. Peterson has had seven birdies in a 10-hole stretch at Whistle Bear Golf Club. She's seeking her 15th LPGA title and first since 2013. She had five birdies in a 66 to match Peterson at 13-under for a total score of 131. Christy Kerr is one stroke back there. And American Pharoah took a final gallop around Belmont Park Friday morning before he attempts to win the Belmont Stakes and become the first Triple Crown winner in 37 years. The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner looked fresh and ready for his morning run, but was held to an easy lap around the 1.5-mile oval. 3-year-old colt has had a jog and two gallops since arriving in Queens on Tuesday. American Pharoah faces seven rivals today in his bid to become the 12th Triple Crown winner and first since affirmed all the way back in 1978. And finally, the United States men's soccer team has beaten the Netherlands for the first time by erasing a 3-1 deficit in the second half of a 4-3 triumph in Amsterdam. Danny Williams tied it in the 88th minute, and Bobby Wood netted the game winner in the 90th. John Brooks sparked the comeback with a tap-in during the 70th minute there. And that's a check of sports for this hour here on KJAN. I'm Patrick DeRonio for KJAN Sports.